Francis Brennan, good afternoon.
How right you are about Kerry weather.
Yes.
Just before you go on now, last night I was out with John and his family for a barbecue at their house.
Yeah.
He lives on a hill overlooking the world. And he sees from Kenmare on the left to Waterfall on the right.
Right.
If you looked towards Kenmare last night at 8 o'clock, it was like the end of the world with clouds, completely black, and you could see the lightning. Look towards Waterfall, it was the nicest summer evening you ever saw in your life. He took a video of it.
Brilliant.
So that's the way the weather is.
You are the king of Kerry.
No, that's not right.
Yeah, Francis, so we couldn't come to Kerry without having an audience with the king.
The football fellas would be the kings, I think.
Yeah.
But anyway,
good
thanks
to see
very much.
We haven't seen you in a while.
No books out, Ray.
Oh, yeah. Ah, look,
you can come and say
hello to us even if you don't have a book, Francis. Come up and settle our linen, our bed linen, look for dust at the shop.
Straighten me up and do your envelope corners. Yeah.
Now, life has changed considerably for you.
Completely.
Yes.
Yes.
Go on.
I retired in November.
Yeah.
Okay. And I am a free man ever since. And
how does it suit you?
It's absolutely lovely. First of all, I'm a great man to departmentalise everything in life. So we sold the hotel to Brian Meehan and his wife Tara. Lovely people, were delighted. Couldn't be better. The fit is perfect. And I moved away. I don't think about it. I go in nearly every second day to collect posts because I'm in an apartment in the garden and there's a box. Everyone at the apartment has their box.
So you're in an apartment in the
garden
on the grounds?
Of the grounds of the park, which I bought.
Okay.
But I can't see the hotel or anything from where I am.
Yeah,
so I mean, it's not as though I'm looking over at it with tears in my eyes because I'm not.
Okay.
But I, one day last week I said, I sometimes wonder how I had time to run a hotel with all that I'm doing ever since. Like this week now, I'm a patron of CAPA. I was in Dublin for a lunch on Friday.
Right.
Saturday I was filming all day for At Your Service in... back in Glengariff.
How many seasons is that?
15.
Wow.
Yeah.
So out in Glengariff in Eccles?
It was a spa. It's a spa and not a...
It's not the Eccles Hotel?
No, not the Eccles Hotel. No. It's a house that was derelict for ages. And they it up and did a great job.
All right.
Two girls, Aveen and... I can't remember her other name now. But anyway, I was there. And then today I'm with your good self.
Yes.
Tomorrow I was supposed to be with Claire Byrne on the radio, but that fell apart. they're all blushing here now. Listen, that's only a bit of crack, boys.
You
and
know,
girls.
First come, first served.
I know. And I said that. That's exactly what I said.
Did you say?
I did say that. Anyway, that's great.
And what were you going to be talking about on Claire Byrne?
Age friendly, which I'm going to. They're having their annual dinner in Slane Castle.
Right.
Or a lunch, actually, not dinner, on Thursday.
And are you an ambassador for age friendly?
I am. Right. All the counties, as in Cork, Kerry, and all this, everyone has an age ambassador.
Right.
Okay, for age friendly. And we kind of appear at things and disappear and then appear again.
Do you mind me asking what age you have to be an age ambassador?
Oh, I never knew, that wasn't ever discussed. I'm an age ambassador for four or five, well, it must be over 65.
Yeah, I'd imagine it is.
Three or four years. All right.
We were just saying the other day, because we were talking to a professor from England about the contribution that older people make to the economy.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah. And we were saying that 65 is an arbitrary age. Which is
it's been put into our heads.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And sort of like, that's it now, you're 65, so away you go.
Yeah.
And that's not the way it happens at all. No, and they can contribute so much. Particularly people in business can, by just general conversation and example, bring on the next generation.
But look at you, for example, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you worked in the hotel industry for how long?
45 years.
Right. Now, that's a vast amount of experience and knowledge.
Absolutely.
Why would we waste that as a society?
Well, that is absolutely true. You know, I mean, I go in and out of the hotel, as I said just a minute ago.
And would they ask questions of you?
All the time.
All right. If they go, Francis, if you were here, what would you do?
Yeah, Mr. Reynolds is what they call me. Yeah. No, they would. I'd always, first of all, for Brian Meehan, he doesn't live in Ireland, so he's abroad. So if I'm reading The Independent or The Examiner today or whatever I might be reading, okay, and if I see something that's of interest, that would be of interest to him as owner of the park, I immediately photograph it.
Do you? And send it to me.
Yeah, because my heart is in the hotel
fair enough.
I want is for it to be a big success.
Yeah. Well, that's understandable.
So I'd send it on to him like that.
You were talking about you not being the king of Kerry, that the footballers are the kings of Kerry. And do you follow it? Are you a sports person?
Well, I'll tell you a quick story. Are we all right in time now?
Yeah.
So I go to Lourdes every year, right. Or have done, but there hasn't been anything since pandemic because of moving people would be dangerous in case somebody got ill or whatever. But
so hasn't been any Lourdes trips since pandemic?
No, well, they went last year, but they didn't bring patients.
Okay. You know what
I mean?
So who went then? Just able-bodied?
Like the parishes would send maybe, whoever signed up to the parish.
Okay, with no
patients.
What
I did for 36 years was I went as the cook in the kitchen.
Right.
Where I would do specialist food for people that would need it, like gluten-free and potassium-free and whatever else, dairy-free, whatever it would be. We would do those meals, myself and a crew in the kitchen, and we do that. So it hasn't repeated itself just yet, okay? But every year I would come from Kenmare to Killarney. I'd park my car at Kathleen's house. Kathleen came with us into the kitchen too, okay? Mm. We'd go in, we'd make 100 rounds of sandwiches for the patients and the people on the pilgrimage on the plane, all right?
Okay.
We'd go to Kerry Airport, get on our plane, get all their sandwiches, arrive and thing, and get on with the week, okay? So 5 or 6 times in a row, the son of the house, Kathleen's son Fionn, he gave us a lift to
Farnforth.
Yeah. So anyway, this year he didn't give us a lift, and about the second or third day I was there, I said to Kathleen, I said, where is Fionn that he didn't give us a lift? Oh, she says, did you not hear? Now, the minute she said that, I thought the child was dead and buried 2 years because I got such a fright. My heart sank. Really, I really mean it.
I know that he isn't dead and buried because you're laughing.
The way she said it, do you know what I mean? I thought, oh my God. She says, do you not know? No. I said, ah, yes, you do. I said, no. She says, is the captain of the Kerry team playing in a week's time for the All-Ireland final? I did not know that the young fella that drove me 5 or 6 times in the car, all right, was a captain of the Kerry team.
So that's your interest in Gaelic football.
I am a disaster.
Yeah. Did you ever play sports at all?
The only thing I ever played was cricket. That's a long story too, though.
Right, yeah.
Have time for that?
Well, I'm interested to hear about
a quick
playing
one.
Cricket, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Producer says yes.
Went to a Christian Brothers school, okay. Murdered. Left and went to secondary school in the Catholic University School, Marist Fathers. It was like a dream, all right? So I decided, well, I better play a sport because this is a lovely school and it'd be very right. Anyway, they played cricket. So I thought, made for me. Down to Elvery's, white trousers, white shirt, striped sweater.
Suits you, sir.
Yeah. Whole shebang. Now I was all fully togged out and delighted. Went to the cricket day, all right? Was told, I thought we'd be doing like 2 weeks of a theory because I didn't know a cricket ball from a football, all right? But no. Stand over there and if a ball comes, you catch it in your throat. This fella, right. Now, it was flipping the 5th of March. It was the Three Rock Mountain with a wind coming off it and I'm in a little sweater thing that's made for India, not for me, all right? Frozen out of my mind, right? And it all happened over there but nothing was happening. Then the ball came my way and I thought, oh, that looks a bit dangerous if it hit you. So I had to let it go by and it ran over and hit the wall and went down into the river, okay? So I looked then, how many people on a cricket team haven't a clue, but they were all running towards me as well, okay? And Father Matthews, our coach, who was like my German teacher in school, all right? And he comes running over, he pulls me up by the sweater and he said, like I was only a small fry, he was huge, he was 6'5", pulls me up face to face and he says to me, you're supposed to catch the ball.
Oh, right.
I said, what? Because I couldn't believe that a priest would use a bad word. I came from a very clean household and it was never a bad word, right? So I said, what? He says, you're to catch the ball, okay? I said, no, stop. I said, listen, sorry, if this is cricket, I'm not interested.
Right.
And I walked off, changed my clothes, went home, hung them up. 10 years later, Mum and Dad are moving from Dublin to Sligo. She rings me in Kerry and says, what will I do with your cricket gear? I have it in my hand. I said, Mum, you can give it to the nearest needy person.
Right.
That is the only time I ever played sport in my life.
Right, 11 on a team. So they weren't running towards you. They were just running after the ball, Francis.
That was probably maybe I just didn't get it.
No.
Anyway, if they told me what,
but you look great. You look great. That's the important thing.
That's the only time I ever played sport.
Yeah, right. You read a lot. What are you reading at the moment?
I'm reading Prophet Song.
Oh yeah,
by Paul.
I've read it. Yeah.
Yeah, and I have lined up then the Bee Sting.
Oh, the two shortlisted
the two,
ones.
Yeah, the two. Yes. Right. I just thought I'd get them and read them.
Yeah. So. Do you know what I've just finished reading? And we're talking to him next week or the week after, which is really good. Ghost Mountain by Ronan Hessian.
All right.
Irish writer.
Irish writer, yeah.
Really good.
Name like that, he's not from Germany.
Yeah, really good. Really enjoyed it. So put that on your list.
Yeah, okay.
You'll recognise it because there's a painting of a mountain on the cover.
Right.
Ghost Mountain.
Ghost Mountain.
Yeah.
Right.
Highly recommend it from here.
Very good. That's great. I'll pick
Brilliant.
That up.
So Kerry doesn't have to do much when it comes to tourism, Francis.
No, well, we have
it. It sells itself, does it?
The only problem is it's far from everywhere. That's the only problem with Kerry, okay, that you have to travel.
Yes,
But now the roads have improved so much. Like, you'd come from Dublin now to Kenmare in 3 hours, 20 minutes. It's unbelievable, that new bypass between Cork and Killarney.
Yeah, I came down yesterday. So from my door to Feenit, we had a stop for petrol and Kildare Village for tracksuit bottoms. It was just short of 4 hours.
Yeah, isn't that brilliant?
Yeah. Yeah. So I was in the water, like, after leaving the house, I was in the water in Feenit 4 hours later.
Oh, God, that was terrific. Yeah, that
I remember years ago that we were down there, we were on holidays in Barrow, and we were on Feenit Beach, and it was a Friday evening, and one of those beautiful summer's days, you know, where the heat hangs.
I know exactly.
And you just don't want to leave the beach because everybody's having a good time. Anyway, it was about 6 o'clock, and next thing it seemed to screech in, a sort of a people carrier screeched into the car park there beside the playground in Feenit. Yeah. And this family, they were literally getting into their swimwear as they were getting out of the car. And they'd driven all the way from Dublin.
And from Dublin! The chat must have been,
I have to get the swim in!
Will we be in time, Dad? Isn't that brilliant? Yeah. I was on the Blaskets 10 days ago.
All right.
For the day. It was fantastic.
There's a couple out there minding it.
Yeah, they weren't visible. They must have been cleaning the windows or something.
Right. Okay.
Never saw it. But do you know
was that your first time on it?
Yes, the very first time on the Blaskett Moor. They have 2 OPW guys on it now, you know, and they do 4 tours a day.
Right.
So it's brilliant because it tells you all about Peg's house and how they lived and all this. And an interesting thing, which I can't believe, but that's what we were told, there was no written language out there because the people only spoke and they hadn't education per se. So the fact that we got Peg Sayers, that we got O'Cahan and O'Sullivan's books is a miracle.
Yeah.
That we're able
All memoirs that people be familiar with. Did you ever think of writing your own memoir?
Well, I kind of did the very first book.
Yeah, I suppose the very first book was, yeah.
But I'm years later, older yet now, so I might go back to something of that nature someday. But there's no book in the
pipeline
at all.
Yeah. Well, it's great to see you. Francis Brennan, King of Kerry.
Stop it.
Long live the King. Great to see you.
Thank you very much.
And listen, we shouldn't have to come to Kerry to chat to you.
Why should I know?
Yeah. So we'll see you in Dublin the next time.
As required.
We'll take a quick commercial break from Tralee.